The bottom of Memtes Amud Beis. You had an emergency or something?
What?
You had an emergency?
Every weekday. So is it an emergency? Somebody said that would be.
Okay, so we're holding over here. Memtes Amud Beis on the bottom of the Amud, two lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said that when we draw the water of Nisach HaMayim, so the same way we did it during the week, we did it on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, we draw the water on Erev Shabbos because we didn't want to carry it through Rosh Hashanah Rabbah on Shabbos. So therefore, we draw the water already on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah said that you put it into a kli, which is not Mekudesh, which is not a holy kli. Why? The Mishnah didn't explain. The Mishnah just said that's what you did. So the Gemara is going to come and explain that. The Gemara asks, "Vamai nesim mekudesh, why don't you rather put the water, why don't you draw the water into a kli sharis? Why not? A kli sharis is Mekadesh, a beautiful thing. Zok the Gemara, Amaziri kasava, ein shir lamayim, the klisharis mekatan shalai midas. Two things. First of all, that there's no shear for nisach amayim, which means you could add the amount really was three lugin. That was a measurement, but you could add more if you want. So if you add more, that's one thing. And also, the klisharis mekatan shalai midas. The klisharis can be mekadesh the water, even though you had no intentions to be mekadesh the water. If you put the water in the klisharis, it's mekadeshit. So ve'i ma'isiv mekudeshes, if you're going to bring it, and after it's kedushin, if psul of lina, there's going to be a psul of lina, which means that water that's in the klisharis that was left over at night, there's a psul of lina. In the base of mekdash, there's a psul of lina sleeping over. It's not allowed to be slept over. So if so, so therefore, this kli is automatically going to be mekadeshit. Why? For two reasons. First of all, even if you're going to put in more water, it's not going to help you because ain't shir l'mayim. And second of all,
why does that matter that you're going to put more water?
So maybe then it won't be mekadesh. It's not the right amount. Yeah. If you put in, let's say, three
only
and a half.
Had log, it been not a correct amount, then it wouldn't be.
Right. Had it been that it has to be exact three log, and you put in a little bit more, that doesn't work. So it won't be mekadesh.
Right.
And the second thing is that klisharis, even if you had no intention for it to be mekadosh,
is that a chiddush that you have no intention for it to be mekadosh?
Yeah.
It doesn't work like tumah, where automatically you touch something, you become tumah.
The mind says it does, but I'm saying
right.
That's a chiddush that it does.
Okay, I'm missing something. I don't quite know what's going on here. So you bring something in.
We're just trying to explain why we didn't use a klisharis. We used a regular
mundane vessel, and not a
holy vessel. What's the reason? So we said, because the real reason is, if you would use a holy vessel, then it's you draw the water already Friday. And that means it's slept over in the Beis HaMikdash overnight. That's psulina. That's a psul of sleeping over. That's a psul of sleeping over. That becomes, yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, okay.
So that's only when it's in a kedusha kli.
Right, when another kli is in.
When a mundane kli, there's nothing wrong. So that's why we're putting it in a mundane kli. So we just want to know why, because if you put it in the kedusha kli, automatic, even if you have no intentions that the water should become holy, automatic becomes holy. It's not up to you.
Where did we say we got the water from?
Me'a Shalua.
And that was close to the basin, where's that?
Yeah.
That's why this
cat. And they came.
You said it was outside the shower. Yeah.
So that's Ze'iri's answer. That's why you couldn't use a klisharis. Chizkiyomar, klisharis ain't mekach and ela midas. No. Really, you need das to be mekadish, and you have no intent over here to be mekadish. So what's the problem? V'gzeiro shemayomu ledas iskachu. People are going to think that you put it in there and you intended to be mekadish. But really, you didn't intend. And klisharis is not mekadesh, only midas, but still we're worried that people are going to see and think that that's what you did.
What's wrong with that?
It's going to come out of chuva. People are going to think that
That you have to have water that's...
They won't pass over lina when you
should. No, wherever lina, nothing to do with here. Whenever there's lina in Bismed, in Bismikdash, they won't pass it. Because they thought that you really intended to be Mekadosh. Amar Abiyani, Amar Abzeir. I feel the tema, even if you want to say Yeshir Lamayim, it has to be an exact. And also be Klishos and Mekachin El Midas. So you need both things. So if so, over here, if you added water and you intended not that the Klishos should not be Mekadoshit, so it's still a problem. Why? Mekzeiro Shemayim El Kishadayim Reglayim Malon. We're worried that you're going to say that it was filled for the Kohen Gadol Kiddush Adayim Ve'Aglayim, and that means when he came into the Beis Hamikdash, he washed his hands and feet. So now, the Kohen Gadol would use a certain kli. So we would think that you're really filling it up for that, and then we'll tell you that everyone did it from a kli. Kohen Gadol had a special.
Well, the Kohen
Gadol was... Now, every Kohen did it from the kli. Kohen Gadol we treated special. So he would take water, and you worried that you were taking this, you were drawing this water for the Kiddush Adayim Ve'Aglayim of the Kohen Gadol. And now, right, so that's what we're worried about. So worried that someone's going to think that's what you did it for. So really, you did it for Nisach HaMayim, you didn't intend for it to be Mekadosh, you added water, it's more than three lug, and really it's not Mekadosh. The water would not be a psalina. Once it's Kaddish, then it becomes a psalina. But over here, it's talking about where people are going to think that you took it for the Kohen Gadol that washes his hands and feet with this kli, and then there will be a psalina. So that's what people think you did. So therefore, we tell you do not do this for the Nisach HaMayim.
Why are you saying only if it's more than three? They say it's less than three, that's not the shear. Gashem says more than three.
Because what are you taking it for? You need at least three.
So I get all. I don't know. I have two
different kalim. You got it? Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vat. Mishbacha in his gals. The Mishnah said that if the water was revealed overnight, uncovered, it's a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that you worry that a snake went in and poisoned the water. Now, what's the poison of the water? So we said last week that because you're worried that it didn't have enough of a shear of water, because part of the water is poison. So, demon, right? That's what it's called?
Venom.
Okay. Yeah. So, what's that?
Demon is a...
Oh, demon. Yeah, what's demon?
Shade.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but kids, So we're worried that you put in some poison and it's missing a shape. You should put it through a sifter. Obviously, the Mishnah is not like Ibn Chemia, the Tanya. If you have a sifter on top of the water, that's still considered that it's open. This is all when the tachtoina is open. If the bottom one is closed, even though the top one is open, it's not considered, we're going to explain in a minute, that's not considered open. The poisonous of a snake is similar to a sponge. That it stays on top. Which means like this. And the Chemya holds that the poison stays on top of the water. So if the poison stays, so you know which part is poison. So you just take it out and then fill up the rest with water. And we see in our Mishnah that the whole thing is possible because we're worried that the poison went into the water itself. And you can't differentiate where's the poison and where's the water. But the Chemya holds, The case of Mechami is that you had a sifter on top of a kli, and you had a bottom kli. So we say that it stays on top. We're not worried that it's going to go down to the bottom kli. Why? Because it like floats like oil on water.
But how is the bottom kli covered? Because if you have another kli, it's falling into.
Yeah.
Well, after they strain it, they would cover it.
But then you got, oh, then they would cover a different kli after they strain it.
Yeah, that matters.
If the nafkamina is by wine and water, he only holds by wine, it stays on the surface, but maybe by water it would go down. By us, it would be water.
The poison is easily separated because it's a tap.
Chemi's took my dafka by wine, right?
Why should wine be different?
We said it earlier, the wine is thicker. We said it earlier.
You see, oil doesn't sit with water because it also has a thickness. Probably the poisonous has some thickness. So we're saying the mishnah is not like the chemi, because like the chemi, I have a pashta etzah. I'll know what is poisonous and what not.
Even if you're not just drinking, if someone washing their hands, it's also the air. I mean, it's not poisonous.
This chamayim is a problem.
But, I mean, it's not.
It's not the poisonous. So the Gemara, no. I feel the time in Nechemia. It could work with Nechemia also. Aim it on Nechemia. When did Nechemia say, Zalach ala hedjit? By a hedjit. By regular person. Avala gavaya, when using for the base of Migdash. Miyama, did he say that you could go ahead and sift it out? But less than Mechemi doesn't hold of this famous pasuk, Hakivei Nola Pachasecha, Hayitzecha, Oya Yisa Panecha, Ama Hashem Tzavakas. The Benishlam says, you're using such something that you wouldn't use for a regular, for a chash of a person, you're using for me? So therefore, you can't go ahead, and Mechemi holds, you can't go ahead and use it for the Beis HaMikdash, even if you could differentiate and you could take out the poison. Hadna lachlulav harav. A cholol, the flute, the trumpet, is chamisha v'shisha, 5 and 6 days. What is that? When did they use it? Zeh acholol shabeis ha-she'eva. Simchas beis ha-she'eva they had every single night. She'ein adaych alayas ha-shamas alayas ha-yantiv. So simchas beis ha-she'eva was 6 days, right? Not 5 days like we have. It's an Eretz Yisrael, it's 6 days. So, but if one of the days fell out on Shabbos, it's not Deicha Shabbos, you do not use the trumpet. So therefore, it could be either 5 or 6. Depends when Shabbos fell out that year.
What does it mean, Leilas Yontif?
It's not Deicha, the first day Yontif.
It's not Deicha Shabbos.
Shabbos or Yontif. So therefore, you only left with 5 or 6.
It comes to a Shabbos over 7 days, except one day Shabbos and one day Yontif.
Okay.